We are Cambridge 105.
Wishing you a Merry Christmas.
Cambridge 105 Community Radio in your city. It's coming up on 5:30. And this weekend, Britain's Peter Grimes is being performed by the Cambridge Philharmonic at the Corn Exchange. The conductor is going to be Timothy Redmond. He's here now, as are soloists Liz Meister and Dan Norman. I should also mention, really, that the performance is going to be at the West Road Concert Hall, which is a pretty good venue, for things I've attended there. Britain was from Aldborough, and it's kind of appropriate, really, that we should hear this piece just a few days after the tidal surge. Don't you think, everyone? Hello.
Absolutely.
Hello.
Hi.
Good afternoon.
So Britain's launched his career, I think it's about some 70 years ago now, if not a little bit longer. What's the enduring quality of his music?
Well, it's a very good question. But this piece of music, Peter Grimes, which he wrote when he was about 30 years old, completely transformed music in this country. Not just his own profile, but opera in general. He'd just come back from America. He was writing more and more exciting music. This piece came up. It was close to home in so many ways. It was about the town he lived in, the people he knew, and nature at its rawest. And this music has just struck a chord. It's been with us ever since, and we're celebrating his 100th, well, the centenary of his birth. And all around the world, thousands of performances are taking place.
And I guess he's done a lot for his little piece of East Anglia and Aldborough as well, as much as for music, obviously, which you mentioned there.
Completely forever associated with Benjamin Britten now.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've got Liz and Dan here, who are going to be performing. Dan, you take the role of Peter Grimes itself.
Yes, I do, yes. It's a very exciting opportunity for me to do this.
Is that one you've done before? Is this the first time?
There are two other tenor roles in the opera. I've sung both of those, and I finally graduated to the bad man himself.
Is it a bit like, you know, I guess doing something at the Royal Shakespeare Company, where you sort of work your way up through the supporting cast, and then, you know, by the time you get to do this part, you'll be knowing the music and the exact... Well,
yes,
I know before anyway, I suspect.
Yeah, it's an opera that I've always loved since I was a teenager, in fact, and so it's fantastic.
How did you first come across it? Because it's interesting, because at this station we have a lot of young musicians coming in their late teens, early 20s, and they're at the moment everybody likes Ed Sheeran. So I'm just wondering as to how you get your influences into this.
I first went to see a production of it at English National Opera when I was an undergraduate. They used to do fabulous sort of cheap tickets if you queued up on the day there. I don't know if that's still the case, but I got in and I had a seat in the very centre of the very front row to see the production of this with Philip Langridge singing the title role, and it was a formative experience for me. It was one of the moments in my life where I thought that's what I want to do.
Mm. Liz, what about you? What part will you be taking?
I'm singing the role of Ellen Orford, who's the sort of, I suppose, the love interest. But it's all so ill-fated.
Usually is an opera in my experience.
Generally speaking, yeah. How art imitates life. Ellen is in love with Peter, and he also is in love with her, but the roles that they take are just... They're such as that they can't actually get together, and it's just really... It's terribly tragic. Dear. That's all I can say.
Tim, from a conductor's point of view, how do you handle this? You know, do you do, if you like, a faithful rendition of everything, or are you sort of tempted to put in little flourishes from time to time just to make it distinctive?
Do you know what? It's completely unnecessary. Composer like Benjamin Britten writes everything as you need to do. All you have to do is follow the instructions. Of course, it's not as simple as that. It depends on the layout of the venue, all kinds of things. But no, we don't add any extra flourishes because they're not necessary. They're all in there. He's written the most amazing music that describes the characters.
And it's interesting, I suppose, as an actor, you have to learn the lines, but as musicians, presumably, you can just sit there with your sheet music in front of you and either gently turn the page, or maybe as a conductor you have somebody to turn the page for you.
Nobody turns my pages for me, no. Well, I suppose you might say that, but actually, to really perform, you need to be in a situation where you're not reading everything off the page, apart from anything. Once you've done enough work to be doing a public performance, you've got to that stage anyway.
I'm just wondering about the rehearsal time for this. We're talking weeks here, aren't we? If not months.
Certainly individually, yes. And we come together at later stages. We've already got together once.
How do you do it? Do you sort of like start off with, you know, as soloists, just sort of, I guess, as you two, singing opposite each other as the, as Liz described, the love interest?
In our own, in our own spaces, just learning it totally on your
just
own.
Just wandering around the house with the music in front of you,
having a
go.
Yes, and then slowly come together, work with the piano, and then tonight, for the first time, we were working with the orchestra, which is very exciting.
We met together in London last week, had a rehearsal with the piano. Tonight we see the orchestra. Friday we see the orchestra and the choir. Sunday, when the performance is, we all get together. So it's a slow process. You add a little bit at a time, and then by the time we get to the performance, should all be there.
Now, what about your work with the Cambridge Philharmonic? Because I was amazed that the Philharmonic has been with us since 1887, which by a strange coincidence is the same age as my house.
So, there we go. Happy anniversary to both.
It's entirely possible.
There are no coincidences.
No, I don't believe in coincidence. And all those surveys that we hear about, all completely wrong. But it's astounding. You know, one would have expected it to have been going for some time, but as long as that, I was totally staggered.
Well, it's one of these great institutions, and this country has such a rich musical life. And lots of these organisations were formed at the end of the 19th century, beginning of the 20th century. Cambridge Philharmonic has been going continuously since then, in various guises, but certainly for a good 60 years, there's been an orchestra and a chorus. Always been hugely ambitious. We've done concerts at West Road for many years, but also at King's, at Ely, and at the Corn Exchange as well.
And how long have you been associated with them yourselves?
I think this is my seventh year. And each year we've been doing an opera of one kind or another. We've done all kinds, and so I think we know what we're doing now in terms of opera, and we've built a really strong audience for the operas that we do, so we get very good houses.
And there's been some other works from Britten previously this year, part of those centenary.
Absolutely. We did the Spring Symphony, we did a lesser-known work, the Ballad of Heroes, up in Ely, and we did the Sea Interludes in October. The music that you just played, the storm from the Sea Interludes, that opened our season, in fact.
Right. And Liz, how long have you been associated with the Philharmonic? Or maybe it's your first go?
This is actually my debut.
Okay, yeah. Congratulations.
Delighted, thank you very much.
What other work have you done? Who else have you performed with?
I've performed quite a lot in the last couple of seasons with the Royal Opera House, where I trained on their Young Artists programme. So you would have seen me covered head to toe in mud and blood in the last 12 months as a
it's
Valkyrie.
A glamorous life.
It really is. But of course, this is how I've turned up today for this interview. So I've been in Birtwistle's The Minotaur. I've been in The Ring Cycle this year. I go along to Scottish Opera later in the season to sing Lady Macbeth for their upcoming production of Macbeth, and then to Spain to sing the title role in Turandot.
Dan, what about you?
Oh, well, this is the second time I've appeared here.
Okay, what was the previous one?
It was Candide, Bernstein's Candide, which was tremendous fun. I think 2 years ago or three.
Yeah, absolutely.
That was really tremendous. And yes, I'm next off after the Christmas to New York with the Glyndebourne production of Billy Budd, another Britten opera, which is going to Brooklyn.
Do you both get a chance to dress up for this one?
We will a little bit, I think. Yeah.
Yes, I think I might be wheeling out my Suffolk smock.
Peter Grimes is a fisherman, of course.
Because the time I was trying to remember, because I did a distant memory. I remember, I think I'm sure we would have studied this at school, being a sort of East Anglian lad and very, very keen on anything local connection. The time at which this is set, would it have been contemporary to when Britain wrote it, or would it have been before that?
Well, that's a good question, because it's sort of timeless. It's based on a poem which is at the end of the 19th century.
Yes,
but it's one of these operas that it doesn't actually need to be set at any particular time, because it's all about the individual against society. So it's the fishing town against Peter Grimes. Mm. And what's brilliant about this, and why it's his most performed opera, is that everyone can relate to it.
I guess as a consequence, it doesn't really matter, does it, when it's performed or even where to a certain extent.
So what we're doing for our performance on Sunday is each of the characters will wear something that suggests their character. All of the orchestra and the chorus will be wearing all black, so it's completely neutral. And it's a very, very powerful way to tell a story, the story of an opera, when the individuals stand in front of this huge orchestra and chorus, and West Road is only 400 seats, so everyone is right next to the action. It's fantastic.
Yeah, you do really feel quite close to the front there, don't you? Wherever you happen to be sitting.
Absolutely.
Even sort of hiding at the back, as I occasionally have been known to. If people want to, it's at the West House, but tickets come through the Corn Exchange.
West Road Concert Hall, 7:30 on Sunday. You can get tickets on the door, but if you want to book ahead, the Corn Exchange, or look us up on the web, Cambridge Philharmonic. You'll find us there. You should be able to buy tickets. But, it'd be great to see people.
That's right. Well, look, Tim, also Liz and Dan, thank you all very much for coming into Cambridge 105 tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.